Okay, Kevin and Keith here. You know, we wanted to get back with you here. I know Kevin's itching to tell people this, man. This is his gig, you know. It's like, Kevin, why play Baccarat? You know, why do you want to play Baccarat? Why should people play Baccarat, Kevin?
I'm going to end up with why you should play Baccarat. I'm going to tell you first why you shouldn't play those other games.
Okay, let's hear it.
Talk about roulette, okay?
Okay, let's talk about it.
You know, there's multiple ways to play roulette, and there are many what I would call, you know, bets that you could make that, you know, might get you, you know, 35-1 odds or whatever.
Right.
But obviously, the casino has stacked everything in their favor.
Yeah.
Okay?
Of course.
So, roulette's one of the favorite games of what I call recreational players.
Yeah, it
certainly
is.
There are some professional players, but there's not very many.
No, there's not.
Almost everybody you meet at the table, at a roulette table, will be a recreational player.
Yeah, okay? Yes, of course.
Because your odds of winning are not very good. Somebody comes to Vegas and they say, or Atlantic City, or wherever, Milwaukee, or wherever, they go, you know, I got $100. I got, you know, an hour. Let me see what I can do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Inside numbers, outside numbers. I love 17 or 21.
Yeah.
I love the number 17 or 21 or whatever your birth date is, whatever.
Right. Yep. Yeah, it's a fun
probably
game.
Probably not going to work.
Yeah, it's not going to work. Like, I was on watching some of the Facebook groups about Vegas and Fremont Street the other day, and like you see posts that say, "What are some good numbers to bet on roulette?" You know, it's like, you know, really, you know, I'm like, holy cow, you know. So, you know, tell me one. You know, it's like, okay, so you know, roulette, the odds are too much in favor of the house.
So let's do craps. Let's do craps. Okay.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot. I have a lot of friends. They love craps. They love them their craps game. Okay?
Yeah, it's very social. I'll give them that.
It's very social. You know, you see people jumping up and down when the people are rolling, and they're rolling and they're rolling. You know.
Yep.
In the meantime, what's happening to your money?
It's rolling out of your pocket. Yeah.
You realize why they got four people at four casino folks at the table at the craps table?
That's
is
right.
They're moving your money around. You know, and basically not coercing you, but encouraging you to put some more money out.
That's right.
On whatever's happening in the game.
Yeah,
you know, depending
absolutely.
On the player rolling.
Yep.
Well, when the roller craps out, guess what? All your money is gone.
Yeah, bye-bye money, man. That's for sure.
It's all gone. Yeah. And you haven't even had time to keep track of it because you've been bouncing up and down and high-fiving people and whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Very social game. That's part of the gig, man.
I am not saying you should not play craps.
No,
I am not saying that.
I know.
What we're going to lead this up to is why you should play Baccarat.
That's right. That's right. So if you enjoy a social game, want to have some fun, sure, play some craps or play a little roulette and have a little bit of fun. But don't expect anything much more out of that.
Well, let's talk about blackjack, which is probably...
Oh, it's the most popular.
One.
Yeah.
Come to Vegas, you know.
Blackjack.
I understand basic strategy and, you know what, I've played blackjack before and, you know, we got $3 and $5 blackjack tables at certain casinos.
Yeah,
$10 depending on the time of day.
Yeah,
you know, and it's definitely, for the most part, a recreational game.
Yeah,
yeah. If you're gonna count cards, okay. Well, good luck with that. You know,
good luck. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that basic strategy. If you just Google it on the internet, look it up long enough, you know, you'll see. Yeah, you're still going to lose. You're progressively going to just lose your money. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Even if you're a really good player, and you will get lucky, and you will win some.
Of course.
But the problem is you probably get up from the table and walk away. You're probably going to say, hey, if I just won $20,
right?
I think I could maybe turn that into 40.
Right.
So, again, I'm not saying you shouldn't play blackjack, but just remember – you're playing against everybody that gets you at the table, what they're doing, how they're, you know, making the cards come out.
Yeah.
And remember, the dealer has got the best position in the house. They are a player just like you, but they've got the best position because they get to go last.
Yeah, they get to go last. That's right.
After everybody else, after half the people have already busted.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing with blackjack. You know, I always point this out to folks. It's like, well, where do they get the, you know, all the, if you think about it, and it's kind of funny, all the rules favor the player except one. And this is the rule you have to overcome in blackjack. And people need to think about this. Like, you can double whenever you want, right? You can split cards. You can hit whenever you want. Okay. But there's
a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. You can do a lot of stuff. You, all the rules, you can surrender at some, you can take insurance. They'll let you do anything, but you can't beat this one rule. If you both break on the same hand, the dealer wins. That's a tie. The break push rule. I break and then they break. You don't get your money back. That's a tie. Okay. If it was for that one rule, that's the one you have to beat. So yeah, we talk a lot about blackjack, but okay. So now let's go to Baccarat.
Let's just talk about Pie Gal.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to explain him, Keith. I'm not going to explain him. What I'm saying is that, oh my gosh, your odds have diminished seriously from blackjack, you know, quote unquote,
right,
basic strategy from roulette, you know, inside, yep, outside numbers, whatever.
Right.
I mean, you start playing those games and they may as well put a fork in you and hang you up to dry.